You said this Kearney Catholic Invite was going to be a tough one. Some good teams, GICC, teams like that. And third place, but still had some good performances in singles and doubles play, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we got a pretty tough pool. You know, Hastings is a much improved team, and looking at their records individually before we started the tournament, everybody had a winning record, so we knew that was going to be a tough draw. And unfortunately, we weren't able to. We'd split with them, so that kind of hurt us going into the crossover matches, put us into the fourth, fifth, and sixth place matches, and the seventh, eighth, and ninth place matches. Anyway, it was a good day, but we just had a kind of a tough pool to play in. But it's great that you want to have the teams that are going to be tougher to push you, because that's just make it better. So you're ready for state, you know, a couple weeks. We went through individually. Abby Schneider reached the 30-win barrier with a nice 4-1 record, so it was awesome for Abby to get the 30 wins on the season. Had a nice win, start off the day with against Adams Central. Played a tough match with Hastings for that first place in the pool play. She got beat 8-4, then bounced back and had two nice wins against Alliance and Gehring, 8-3 and 8-2 respectively. So, you know, Abby continues to get confident and play some great tennis. And like I said, being 30-6 is pretty impressive, you know, for a girl who's playing singles for the first year. Or, you know, it's good to see her grow. Brooklyn continued to do what Brooklyn does. She picked up 5 wins. She also is in the 30-win barrier. She had 36-0 right now. Had two nice crossover wins against Adams Central in the first match in the championship match she played. GICC was down 0-2, but only just battled back and ended up winning that match 8-3. So she really righted the ship and corrected her mistakes early in that match and come out with a nice win. So great for Brooklyn to continue to be undefeated and be 36-0. Number one doubles, Izzy and Rossman also went 5-0. Picked up a nice win against Hastings, a team that I think they're like 20-7 right now. That's a really nice win that they beat Hastings to win their pool 8-6. And then in the crossover matches, they dismantled the Kearney Catholic 8-1. And then honestly, I could say this, but we'll have to see if the student committee says, but I really think it's the top two doubles teams in the state. Played for the championship with GICC. We were down 1-4. The girls stormed back to take a 5-4 lead. Went back and forth. We were down, I believe, 8-7. Got the win to make it 8-8. Got into a tiebreaker and won that tiebreaker 7-4. So that was a huge win for those girls. 39-1 is a pretty good record. I don't see anybody in the state after this win yesterday that would be ahead of them. So they put themselves in a great position for the state tournament. And then rounding things out, we have Elizabeth McConville and Cassie Rogers. They went 4-1, had a tough pool, beat a really good Adams Central team 8-6, beat Ogallala 8-3, and then got beat by a good Hastings team 8-4, I believe. Then they came back and bounced back and beat Beatrice 8-0 and beat Gehring 8-1. They are now 29-5. Gosh, it's too bad they played for 7th place because they got into a three-way tie in our pool play. And the mathematical tiebreaker put us in 3rd place. So that was not indicative of the way the girls played. They didn't have their best day, obviously, but they played hard, and they're going to get to that 30-win plateau. They've got 2 home duels coming up this next Thursday, so they got to go out and take care of business. One of them is against Adams Central, a team that pushed them really hard yesterday. So two good matches coming up for those girls, but they're continuing to do some good things. We'll have, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to practice and then get ready for Adams Central and Holdridge at home on Thursday and get ready to finish up the season strong.
More confidence. This tournament like this, playing good teams, really gives them a lot of confidence as you get ready to prepare for state tournament, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we played GICC, one of the top teams in the state. I think right now they're number 3, if I'm not mistaken, in the dual tournament. We beat them 2-0 head-to-head. So, you know, there's some opportunities for us there to do some good things. Unfortunately, we weren't able to meet them in the other two divisions, but you know, they're a good team, but our girls played well, and they both their necks when they needed to and got some good wins. And like I said, it's kind of tough when you're taking 3 seniors, graduation happening today, playing through that and going through the last day of school. And, you know, I was really proud of the seniors for keeping their heads on straight and, you know, focusing on what they needed to take care of. And now they can go out and celebrate this weekend and, you know, wish them the best. And our other girls will rest up a little bit. We've got ready to maybe have a couple of days to rest our bodies and get ready for a good push for the next 2 weeks of the season. So it'll be good to get